The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hello, welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest with us today, Arasha.
And I'm Arasha. That's how you guys
that
said your name.
Gorgeous.
Names. Oh,
that's,
thank
that
you.
That is the proper pronunciation of your name.
Yeah.
I think I said it the same.
What is it?
And I'm Arasha.
Yeah, that's how you have to say it.
That's how you have to say it.
Saying it any way other than that, it's
you have to
right.
say it smooth and velvet.
I'm Arasha.
I'm Arasha. Although I feel like, okay. I feel like I have to very clearly say, like, I am Arasha.
I'm Rasha.
Because people are always like, oh, Rasha. Or they go, Marsha.
Marsha.
People call you Marsha.
Is a no.
Yeah. They take the M from I'm Arasha. And they're like, oh, Marasha.
In my life, would I think you were a Marsha?
Thank you.
No.
Marsha's just the Brady Bunch.
Nobody's named Marsha anymore.
They could be.
There's not a single person. Named Marsha.
I can't wait for these comments. Under the age of 50. I can't wait for these comments.
I hope we have listeners who are named Marsha. That'd be so cool.
Like the Bettys.
I think Marsha's a great name. I just don't think it exists.
Sylvia.
Like, you know, like the Tasmanian tiger. I'm just like, that's cool. They don't exist.
Yeah. Those are older names.
Yeah.
They couldn't afford.
Are you talking about the Tasmanian devil?
No, I mean, no. The Tasmanian tiger, that's extinct.
Yeah, totally. Anyways, look how competitive we're getting because we love competition.
Nice. You did it.
Wow.
You know what I want? I want a bunch of clips of us on Smosh Mouth just trying to put the title in
it happens.
Perfectly.
Oh, yeah. I see. Or the segues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like our journals where I was like, you know what I tried to save or what I wanted to save when I had to evacuate? My journal.
Yeah.
Journals.
It was so brilliant.
It was very smooth.
I see.
Roasted it.
No, it was really bad.
Nice.
Yeah, we're talking about competition today. The Super Bowl is coming up.
Super Bowl.
And I am one of two people in this office who's excited about it. So.
Do you watch sports?
Yeah. I was actually at the game last night.
What?
The Clippers-Celtics game.
You like basketball a lot.
I love basketball,
I like basketball.
Yeah.
It's definitely the sport that I find, like, most entertaining to watch, I think.
There's, I like baseball. Call me a weirdo, but I like baseball.
How much
baseball.
Do you watch baseball?
So, when I brought H to the Red Sox game for his first time, I used to go all the time as a kid. I, like, got addicted to the season. I was, like, watching them. I was watching the Dodgers. And I was, like, getting really, really attached. And then I just stopped because the season is, you know, done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be like, oh, it's a regular night. I'm going to turn it on. But if I'm going to a game, like I really like going to a game. But
totally.
Since I moved out of Boston, there hasn't been like a stadium or a place that I'm like really into. Unless I go see football. H and I went to like Bank of California a lot, and that was super, super fun.
Mm-hmm.
That or LA Galaxy, we really liked that.
Yeah.
I'm really into, but as far as football,
NFL.
Like America football, I don't know.
Well, that's okay.
I went to the new arena last night, which I was pretty into.
What was it called?
The Intuit Dome.
No. Really?
No, it really is called that.
Because people are into it?
I was into it. Guess what I ate? Guess what I ate? Guys, guess what I ate?
In-N-Out.
Hot dog.
I got a hot dog.
That's awesome.
Of course, you always have to get a hot dog at the game.
Oh, yeah. And
I feel like food at basketball games is somehow better than football games.
It was
I don't know why.
Good.
Like, basketball is like, the food good just always food. Feels really good.
Yeah.
You're also in an enclosed space, and so things just feel a little better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Football, when I've gone to like stadiums, you're like outside, you're exposed. It almost feels like camping a little bit.
I've never been to a football game. I really want
They're awesome.
To.
Tailgating. We used to tailgate because Patriots Place was 10 minutes from where I grew up. So we used to go tailgating, and my mom bets on the Patriots still to this day. And we would go, and you were in.
She's betting on them to win?
I don't know what she's betting.
They're
not
betting
on
that.
I don't think so. I think she ended the winning part when Tom Brady left. But
yeah.
When you tailgate.
He's retired.
Honey. Oh.
He's an announcer now.
He's divorced.
Yeah.
From Giselle.
So many things happened to
like
Tom Brady.
Like, he left the Patriots great, but
divorced. I need to read up on
he's
that.
Only,
actually, after
he's
this.
All football now.
I know exactly a place where you can go. People.com.
God.
They're
on it.
Done and done.
But yeah, tailgating at the Patriots was like being in an ice storm with a bunch of people you didn't know and eating like a lot of soup and drinking a lot of beer. You had to like gear up.
So East Coast football fans are fully psychotic.
Yeah, I know.
Because they show like footage from like Green Bay, Buffalo, or like Jets and Patriots, and there's dudes just shirtless. It's like -5 degrees, and they're out there fully painted, basically naked in this weather.
Guess I got to get into football now.
Okay.
All right.
I want to be shirtless.
You can do that anytime.
Well, yeah, but I want to
depending on the state.
I want to be shirtless with like soup and beer.
You can have soup and beer and be shirtless in your apartment any day.
You should be a Viking. I think that's their entire
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but I want to be shirtless with soup and beer and be around other like
I think that's Germany.
Guys.
Yeah.
I think that's just what Germans do all
okay.
the time.
All right. I'll take that. I'd go to Germany.
Yeah, Oktoberfest, I think, is
go
that.
Go on your own.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. You can go with friends.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
All right. Topless in Germany in October.
I think people would I think Germany would all fall to their on their face.
I think everybody
would, like,
wants that.
I think the world is not ready.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Soup
sure.
and beer.
Maybe only one of us can go and we have to compete for that spot.
And that would be in the clip. Shane had no idea. Shane was like, we're going to talk about sports. And I've got this.
We got this.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of our listeners probably care more about this than me talking about football.
Who wants to see Shane shirtless eating soup?
Lots of people, probably.
I'm at a carnival. They're like, whoa! Kids are crying. They're like, ah!
Help, mommy!
Okay, so, but you guys both haven't kept up with NFL this year, right?
Definitely not.
Okay. No, not at all.
All right. Because I would like not to spend too much time on this, because I know most of our listeners probably don't care. But I want us to make some predictions for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because right now, as of recording this, the AFC and NFC championships haven't happened. So there's four teams in the running. So the semifinals are this weekend.
Because I know who won last year. Kansas City.
They've won 2 years in a row.
Because it was rehearsed.
So this year's it's high stakes. It's high stakes because a team has never three-peated.
Three-peated?
Three-peated.
What a name.
So the Chiefs are going for it, right?
Into
Teams
it.
Have won two Super Bowls in a row. Nobody's won three Super Bowls in a row.
Damn. Are you
but
sure?
The Chiefs are going. I'm sure. Trust me. I'm sure.
It's staged to be that way.
The Chiefs are going for it. The Patriots almost did it twice, I think.
With Tom and Gronk.
But they're going for it. The Chiefs are. There's also the Bills, who have been a cursed organization, right? They, at one point, went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row and lost all four times. Just abysmal.
Who is their quarterback?
Josh Allen. And he's awesome.
You met him?
I've never met him.
Is he tall?
Got two. Picture of both of them shirtless with soup.
That'd be awesome.
You're forgetting the beer. That's really
Josh Allen. So every year, this is also an NFL thing, every year there is a villain and a hero. There are just, it's just a thing that happens where everyone's like, that's the hero this year. We want him to win. There's no logic to it.
See, it's
but
a
Josh
script.
Allen, Josh Allen is the unequivocal hero. It was him and Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson lost because Josh Allen and him had to face off. And it was tragic. It was like Shakespearean. It's like our two heroes have to
I believe fight. That football is Shakespearean.
It
it's
is
a
very
story.
But Josh Allen is playing the Chiefs this weekend, and the Chiefs have beaten him so many times.
Who's the villain on the Chiefs?
He's not necessarily, he's a villain now, right? There was a time when Patrick Mahomes was the hero.
Selena is crying laughing.
Because this is all true. Alexina's the other person who likes football.
He's catering to us. He's doing it in a very theatrical way, and I love it.
Patrick Mahomes was at one point the hero because Tom Brady was the villain.
Oh.
And now Patrick Mahomes has won too much, which means he's the villain. That's how sports work.
I'm fine with that.
As soon as you win too much, you're the villain.
People.com are talking about him too much.
This is the thing. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He is. He just is. But he's really a skill that he has that people hate is he's really good at drawing penalties. He's very smart. So he knows how to, like, play the game where you're going to get a foul, like, on trying to tackle him or something. Like, there was, in the past game, he was, like, running out of bounds, but right before he got out of bounds, he, like, kind of stops. So then the guy, like, pushes him. It didn't get called for a penalty, but it's, like, it looks bad.
Villain activity.
But he's just so smart. He's really smart.
How old is he? Because he seems like a baby.
He's 29, I think.
But he started when he was probably
24
years old or something.
Yeah, they start when they're like four. So anyways, there's Patrick Mahomes, there's the Buffalo Bills, there's the Eagles, who they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, didn't win. They won the Super Bowl like 10 years ago.
They did Hotel California.
And they did Hotel California.
Those are the ones with the really crazy fans too, right?
Eagles fans are notoriously insane. They
Eagles
are.
Eagles is Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Eagles is Philadelphia, yes.
Awesome.
Bills is Buffalo.
Buffalo Bill.
And then Kansas City is Kansas City.
Yeah, of course.
Not Kansas.
What?
I know.
The hell?
It's not Kansas.
My brother-in-law must think I'm an idiot because he is from Kansas.
Wait, this isn't a bit?
No. And last year during the Super Bowl, I was like, dude, you did it.
Oh, my God.
This is
you
not...
went to Oz and you did it.
This is... not a bit.
Oh, no. You're going to have to make some calls.
It's okay. I mean, it's close to Kansas.
No,
People in Kansas like...
He's from Kansas City. So that means he's actually from Missouri?
Are you finding out you have family in Missouri and not in Kansas? Is there also a Kansas City
lying?
In Kansas?
No. It's real.
Okay, no. There's a Kansas City
there's
in Kansas.
There's a Kansas City in Kansas also.
Thank you.
It's confusing as shit.
Scott is a good person.
And that's why they win, is because nobody knows where they are.
Okay, he's from Kansas. He's from Kansas City, Kansas.
Are you sure?
Positive, but he loves the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's where...
People in Kansas like the Chiefs.
Hey, it's not me. It's that.
Yeah, okay.
It's the names.
Who would do that?
Why would they call it that?
So Missouri is crushing it.
Well, and Kansas, it's... You're allowed to, like, people... Fan bases are in multiple states.
There were a ton of Celtics
fans. Kansas, the state, doesn't have a team, so they...
Okay, so Kansas City is in Missouri, but Kansas people from Kansas
yes.
are like, yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm into it.
That's kind of like that. That's kind of how things work. A lot of people in Utah like the Broncos because, like, Utah is close to Colorado. It's like,
right.
You're going to find that. Anyways,
you like the Broncos.
Yeah. My family's all about the Broncos. And they got to the playoffs and they lost. The Bills beat them. And the Broncos were not good enough to win.
I want
to
drive a Bronco.
They're cool looking.
They are.
Drive it real slow on the highway for a while. Anyways.
nice.
The other team, the last team, is the Commanders, which nobody expected to get where they are. And they have a rookie quarterback. And a rookie quarterback has never gone to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Or won. But their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is a machine. He's really good.
Where are the Commanders from?
D.C.
Okay, so the Commanders...
That's in Washington.
Yes. Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Washington, D.C.
I just believe all sporting events are staged. Go on.
Okay, you're going to... Okay, nice.
People think that. They talk about the script.
Okay, Commanders, Chiefs...
Bills.
Eagles.
All right, so...
They're all four going to the Super Bowl.
Only two are going to the Super Bowl.
No, I know that.
The four of them are in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Only two of them can go.
When do we figure out what date?
Well, the Super Bowl is in like 3 weeks.
February. Yeah.
So soon.
But this is coming out. This episode is a few days before the Super Bowl, or about a week before the Super Bowl.
So we will know.
But we're recording this right before, like in a couple days, the championships that'll determine who goes.
Okay.
So we have four options. I think we should predict. My prediction, about a week ago here in the office, we all wrote down predictions of who's going to go before the first round of divisionals, and everybody lost. Almost everybody lost because everybody picked the Lions or the Rams or the Vikings or something. And they everybody was abysmal. I am the only one who picked the Chiefs to win. because this is how it goes. Man,
I was
going
to say the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, and I hope. And I say it because I hope I get to watch this episode and go, oh, I was wrong. But I'm not going to be wrong because this is how this shit goes.
Because
it's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles, and the Chiefs are going to win.
Okay, you think it's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles, and the Chiefs
are going
to win.
That's just how it's going to be. It's not what I want. I want the Bills to go. I want the Bills to win. But that's not going to happen because that's what we want to happen.
Mm.
And NFL and sports in general are about your dreams getting crushed.
Yeah.
Any sports fan will tell you that. Any sport.
Yeah.
Go over to Europe and talk to any football fan. They're like, yeah, our dreams have been crushed for 200 years. That's how football works.
Such an awesome way to spend your time. I love that.
It's fun. Because eventually, once in a lifetime, a miracle happens.
Yeah.
And
your
it's
team
insane.
Wins. The curse of the Bambino, the Red Sox.
Truly. Like.
No, I know. My grandmother cried.
Yeah. It's insane.
She wasn't
and
alive
nothing
then.
Happens.
Was she? I don't know.
Nothing happens.
You just move on with your day.
You just move on with your life.
Yeah.
I do have, so when the Broncos finally won a Super Bowl when I was a kid in the 90s, they had sucked, or they hadn't sucked, but they just never had won a Super Bowl for like decades. And then when they finally won a Super Bowl, I wasn't like aware of what mattered about it. I wasn't watching sports. But our house was fully decorated with blue and orange. We had a full-on party. Because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's like insane.
That
so as a kid,
sense.
I'm like, whoa, what holiday is it?
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
I feel like it has more to do with like, for some reason, it feels like an individual win of some sorts. Like, I feel like you invest yourself in a team and then, you know, you kind of take on their wins and their losses for yourself. I was laughing yesterday at the game because they're, you know, obviously fans are like cheering and stuff, but there was like a guy like way in the back and he was just like clapping and he was like, it's all right. It's all right. And I was like, they can't hear you, but that's for him.
It's so funny.
It's all right.
For them.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right, dude.
It's all for them.
It's all for them. But it's so fun.
It's
to
very
watch.
Fun. No, it's you have to be aware after a game of like, none of this matters. Like
it's
I will
all right.
never let, I will never let a right. loss like affect my day. Like the Broncos will lose and I'll be like, that sucked. Anyways,
yeah.
But
so many people are bad.
And
about
when I went to the Red Sox, so many people were like, "What are you doing? How dare you? Like, what the fuck are they doing?"
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know what's going on with them. And it's like, so you don't know these men personally, but you know what? I get like ramped up.
It's hard not to get. I tell you why I get so invested is because you're watching someone, and this is all sports. It's like, I feel the same way when I watch the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm like, this is someone's entire goal in life. And you're watching them maybe achieve it.
Yes.
And you know that, like, they probably won't. Like, the chances are never in your favor. So when they do, it's such a rush, even if it's not your team.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
it's addicting.
When I watch the Olympics, I get so in.
Me too.
Where I'm like, we gotta fucking do this.
I'm like, this is his last.
You gotta stick that
shot.
Landing.
Yeah. If he doesn't get this, look at his coach. Look at his coach.
Oh,
he
yeah.
is going
yeah.
to leave him. Like, I understand fandom for sports. Like, it is when I start to get into it and I like start to follow the teams, you get so invested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it.
I love it. I kind of love it too. I just, for some reason, football, I think it's because I don't exactly know, well, I don't know how to play. And I've tried. My mom has tried to teach me so many times. And I'm just, my mind isn't like
that's
attracted
fair.
To it
that's
as
totally
much
fine.
As like basketball or
right.
baseball.
I also don't know how people follow more than one sport. I'm like, I got to pick one. It's too much time to pick another. I kind of lightly follow like basketball, but I'm like, there's not enough time.
So
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What was really funny about last night actually is the Intuit Dome was actually quite empty last night. There were a lot of empty seats, and so security was pretty lax about being like, you know, you can move up if you want.
You can go play.
Like, yeah. Get on the court, go for it.
If you're into it, you can go into it and get into it.
And we got into it.
Go try to dunk, dude.
But we ended up going into the wall. You familiar with the wall?
No.
I actually don't think I know this.
It's like it's this like Clippers fandom section only, but it was like very empty. So we were like, we should go in there. So we went. It was me and two other people. We went down and we were like walking down, and all three of us are wearing Celtics merch. And they're like, yo, like you can't wear green. Like you can go if you want, but like you have to take off like all of your Celtics merch.
I love that.
So we were like, okay, deal. So we like took off all our stuff, but
whoa,
we were wearing like the
traitor
championship
sellout
shirt. Okay, for better seats. Sorry.
No.
This was practice. No. So but they were like, we have shirts that we can give you to put over it. So they just gave us these like white shirts that say the Intuit Dome. So we have Intuit Dome merch now. And we like go down and we're like, we're sitting like now pretty like up close. But security like comes over and they start like monitoring the wall. And they're like watching us for like when we're cheering. So now the entire game, it's like the Celtics would score and we'd be like, yeah, no, shit. I'm so
and
mad.
And security gets out their tasers. They're like,
they were literally standing right near us. Or the Clippers would score and we'd be like, yes.
See, you couldn't cheer for the team.
No.
That's so funny.
I wouldn't have moved to the wall.
That is so funny.
It was very heavy on like the Clippers brand. So it was like, that was the bit we had the entire time. We were like, the Intuit Dome. We love the Intuit Dome.
We just love the dome. We're here for the dome.
Exactly.
Dude.
And then at the end, the Celtics won after overtime. So we took off the Intuit Dome shirts, like right in our seats. And all the Clippers fans were like, that's just rude. And just like purposefully we're like, get out of here. Like, what are you doing? And we're like, our bad. And we got out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's diabolical.
You like went through a whole journey last night.
Oh, yeah. Got to make it exciting.
I don't think I would go to the wall. I think I would be like, nah, I'll sit very far away and cheer for the Celtics.
That's loyal.
I'm from Boston. And I know you went to school in Boston.
I'm from Boston, too.
She says she's from
Everyone's
Boston.
From Boston.
She's not from Boston, but she is.
I'm from Boston. I'm in Boston.
Rosh and I go through this a lot.
Boston. Harvard. Boston.
Okay.
No.
College. I want to move on to halftime performance really quick.
Oh, we
but
love
first,
that.
But first, who just pick a team. I know you don't watch.
I already said Chiefs.
You think the Chiefs?
And you know what? Commanders.
You're going to go with Commanders.
Yeah. I want this rookie quarterback to get
in there.
I'm
going to be real honest. There's a part of me that's like, I think that could happen.
Chiefs versus Commanders.
I think watching the games, he's a rookie. He's like brand new to the NFL.
Mm.
And it's scary how good he is. And they show him on the sidelines in the middle of like these heated moments where it's like, oh shit, the other team's up by 7. You got to get a touchdown. And they show him on the sidelines and he's just sitting there like, completely unfazed.
The machine. Mm.
I think he was an android built by the government to win football games.
Arash, I love that.
I am with you with that.
That's going to look. The technology's going to be there someday where that's going to happen.
No.
And there's going to be an android that's going to be like, is this one the android that's winning football games?
I can't.
They're all plants.
I just think he could be because he's too good.
Okay. Well, I think it's the Chiefs with the Commanders with the human rookie.
So you think
it'll
be Chiefs versus Commanders?
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Arasha.
Because Taylor Swift's backing them.
Because I'm saying Chiefs, yeah. Eagles, Chiefs win.
The Chiefs are okay. Definitely going to be in the mix because that is just what's going to make everybody more money.
I hope we're so wrong. It's going to be so fun to rewatch this episode if the Bills are in it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to be looking at the screen, just telling myself I'm an idiot. Be like, Shane, you're so fucking stupid. Dumb. You're so wrong.
Shane, my goodness.
I feel like America loves a coming of age story, so they've probably written the Commanders in.
Versus
the Chiefs, so that they can get money.
So you say Commanders over Chiefs?
Yeah, I think they're going to win, but okay. I don't know. I don't have the script.
No, that's okay. This is all fun.
Nobody has
all fun
the
and
script.
Silly.
The refs do.
Okay, but the real fun prediction is halftime show.
Do we not know who's performing?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
We do. It's Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, okay.
Kendrick
sweet.
Lamar, but who's going to be the guest?
Drake.
That
would make them a lot of money.
It's like plus 9,000 odds right now. So you could make a lot of money if you bet on that.
I don't know. I don't know if he'll be there. I do think a lot of beef that's in the public is not real. I think it's like to get things out there. But I don't know. Their beef might be pretty.
Their beef's pretty rough.
Their beef's pretty rough.
It's not like he was just like, your music sucks. Like he... Kendrick went pretty hard on Drake.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake wants to go out there and showcase that.
I think I was, you know, half kidding. Ha ha. So I don't know. I don't know if Drake will be in the halftime show. Let me cook on
Maybe
it.
Maybe the beef was like heightened in the eye of the public and
Definitely.
It wasn't that crazy. Because I agree with you too. I also think that that could have been staged.
Make that prediction. If it happens, that's insane. My crazy prediction, my realistic one is Lil Wayne.
That makes sense to me.
Lil Wayne's going to come out.
That makes
My
sense.
My crazy prediction? Taylor Swift.
No.
No. No. No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because when the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, she's going to be in the she's going to be in her box and she's going to be
but
there.
But then suddenly the Taylor Swift cam's going to appear and she's going to be gone and they'll be like, "What? Where'd
no,
she go?"
No, no, no.
Is she not here supporting Travis? And then all of a sudden she's on stage.
No, she said too.
Who is that a reporter? No, her tour ended. She's tired. Actually, she's probably never tired.
I don't think she's ever tired.
Now you're making
no. She's tired, but I think she's just too big for the Super Bowl. Still,
no way. Beyonce did the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but I think she's just like I'm pretty sure she's said that she's like nowhere near close to doing the Super Bowl. Like she wants to do that way later in her career.
Okay.
I think it might be Shakira and J-Lo and they're gonna have two poles and they're just gonna get it going.
What if that happens?
Kendrick Lamar's gonna be there and Shakira's just gonna be pole dancing. And I loved that. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
No, that's not my prediction. This is me just having fun.
With Kendrick Lamar. SZA?
Yeah. That's a very
SZA,
realistic. That's a very realistic
that,
prediction.
That actually makes the most sense.
It could be cool.
All right.
SZA is
but
on
look,
a 10-day retreat right now. Did you know that?
No.
Without her phone.
What?
Yeah, she texted me.
How
and
could
I was
you
like, hey, you're not supposed up. To have your phone.
We're all going to be bummed when we're all wrong, and it's Imagine Dragons.
No, it is not going to be Imagine
Lightning
Dragons.
Lightning and the
first.
Thunder.
First.
Listen, honestly, it kind of go
like
hard.
I'm just yelling that.
Okay. Do we think... Because was it last year when they had a bunch of people there? Like, was
that was
it
Rihanna,
like Dre
right?
and Eminem?
It was Rihanna.
No, not, okay. Rihanna.
Oh, I know. You're talking about
Remember?
A few years ago where it was
a
like everybody.
So
yeah.
Do we think it's going to be Kendrick Lamar, like maybe with one guest? Or do we think it's going to be like...
There'll be a few, but okay. I'm just saying, like throwing out one. Like
I could see Lil Wayne as well, yeah.
I think Lil Wayne makes sense. So I want to move on to talking more about competition here at Smosh. Now that we've gotten our predictions for the Super Bowl, we've gotten all that stuff out of the way.
My goodness.
But before I get into talking about competition around here at Smosh, I wanted to bring up something. I meant to bring this up at the top of the pod. Some of our predictions have already come true. We made a bunch of 2025 predictions, and like four of them have already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
First one.
A month in.
I know.
Yeah.
So our fans, it turns out, they're determined more than we expected. I made a couple like fan request predictions. One of them was I want to see a Chosen at a wedding. I want someone to dress up as the Chosen and go to a wedding. And I was like, this maybe won't happen. Not till the summer.
I knew it was going to happen. I was like, let's wait.
It's not the groom though, right?
It's not. But
that would be hilarious.
The bride and groom clearly approved of this. And we're, like, okay with this.
Wow.
A user on Reddit posted on our Smosh subreddit, Independent Dig, 9881, the Chosen was at a wedding. Look at that.
Wow.
Bride and groom right there.
Look at that.
And the Chosen.
And he has a sword.
I know. He has what looks like a real sword.
I think he has a real sword.
A real katana.
Which, he should have officiated the wedding.
Maybe he did.
He knights them.
Yeah.
You guys are chosen.
So thank you for doing that. That's epic
incredible.
As hell. Happened within a couple weeks of the year.
Wow.
Impressive. And nice. Then also, I said, someone's going to watch Smosh Mouth in Antarctica. And I was like, come on, this is not going to happen. And it did happen.
Yep.
User RTJ all day, Robert Towney Jr. all day.
Okay.
Posted this.
Look at this picture.
In Antarctica.
Aw.
Watching Smosh Mouth. How sick is that?
So sick. Can't believe it. There's only, I think, at any given time, a couple thousand people in Antarctica. And you have to be invited, like, on an expedition. You can't, like, just go to Antarctica.
No, I don't think you can. But didn't we say when you predicted that we were like, no, I think there are people all over the world who watch Smosh.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there are some.
You said we'd be watched in 100 countries. It turns out 129 or something like that.
So my prediction was pretty right.
Your prediction was already true, which is a solid way to make goals.
Yeah.
Set goals that you've already accomplished.
Or put it on other people to go do it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, Amanda, you predicted that there'd be a protein soda. It exists.
What?
Look at this.
Wait a second.
Protein soda.
It's called Oof.
Wait.
Once again, Amanda, predicting things that are already true.
It literally is called protein soda.
That's, there you go.
And why does it look like Grecian? O-E?
Why do you think they're so good at pancreation? It's from their protein soda.
Wow. 10 grams of protein in a soda?
That's actually not, it's kind of weak numbers there.
I feel like I don't want that.
Nobody wants
that. I can't believe that. I was like, oh, there's going to be a protein soda. Huh?
I just feel like it's going to smell like meat.
Oh, probably.
Oh, ew.
Okay.
I can't wait for the year of whatever animal we choose.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so I have I'm going to cook up some more predictions because our fans accomplished too much too fast.
Okay.
But I have one request that I'm putting out there now that I want our fans to accomplish for us. My initial one, I was like, I really want someone to show Smosh Mouth to a monkey. I want a photo of a monkey or ape watching Smosh Mouth. But they need to be looking at the screen while Smosh Mouth is playing. Okay? God. I need that photo. And then I also started thinking, you know what? Start sending us photos, post it on our Reddit, or send it to our accounts all over on Smosh, of any animals watching Smosh Mouth. Now, dogs and cats, pets, that's great. We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. I've definitely seen people, people's dogs watching our shows.
Yeah.
But how wild can the animals get, you know? Can an elephant watch Smosh Mouth?
You're going to get some people jumping into
Be safe about it.
Yeah, be safe about it, people.
I want the animal to genuinely be interested. I don't want them to be scared.
Monkey's your safest bet, then.
I think monkey...
I love
someone
this.
Can get a monkey to watch Smosh Mouth. And if we can get every kind of monkey... I mean, I'll take these photos. I'll put them up behind me here. If by the end of the year we can have a bunch of animals
people
watching Smosh Mouth...
People are going to be going ham to do this.
Dude. Yeah? An orangutan... I think orangutans would enjoy our show.
They'll go to pigs, too.
Pigs?
Pigs,
I'll take
for
a pig.
Sure.
Cows?
Yeah, because we made a prediction of... You know how, like, Mudang was... And Pesto, the penguin. Mudang was the hippo. You know how they were, like,
animals
of the year? So we were making predictions for, like, the animals of this year.
You said elephant.
I said elephant and giraffe. No. I said sloth and giraffe.
Oh, people have been loving sloths, though.
I know.
Yeah, that's like, that was like the quirky
once again,
thing
when your
to do.
I didn't open
true.
Up this for criticism, you know. Hey.
Back to competition real quick. Because I want to talk about competition here.
Yeah.
What have you guys ever competed in?
You know, I actually was in the NFL.
Amanda?
No, it's true.
Yeah, go on.
The National Forensics League.
What?
Wow.
Hold on.
Are you making this up?
I'm being complete. We need a safe word, you guys, because I feel like every time I come on here, you guys ask me if I'm making it up.
I just trust everything fully here. That's how podcasters
safe
work.
Word, protein soda.
Deal.
National Forensic League.
National Forensics League, protein soda.
Okay, what's the National Forensics League?
Okay, so now, I think while I was in it in high school, the name changed to the NSDA, which is now the National Speech and Debate Association.
For a second there, I really thought that this competition league you were in was like, guys, we found a dead body. Whoever can figure out who murdered him first wins.
Yeah.
That's not forensics.
No, and you're not alone in that. You're not alone.
I really was like, forensics? It's
forensics,
like, okay.
Is fingerprints, you know, carpet fibers. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so it switched to, so it was always speech and debate.
It was always speech and debate. I don't know if that is the main reason that they switched it. I mean, obviously with the NFL overall is a very confusing name. But when I entered the activity, that's what it was. That was where we were like recording our stats and everything, and it was the NFL.
Okay, so speech and debate, how good were you at speech and debate?
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I had a pretty successful like senior year, I would say.
Yeah,
I feel like you'd be good.
To it. Thank you. Well, again, like the very confusing part of it that I always have to clarify is that it's not debate, and it's honestly like really not even like speech much. It's like
we're just kind of hanging out, you know. We're just kind
of
talking.
It's more of like the dead bodies. It's competitive acting. So it's another name for it is oral interpretation. It's such a niche activity, right? It's like if you were involved in it, you're like, oh, I know it. Patrick was in it. So he and I talked about it a lot.
This is in college.
It's in high school. There is a college league I didn't participate in, but high school is like where
it's just acting. So one side is like, and that's why I think government should be smaller. And then it cuts over to you and you just go, fuck you. You just yell and
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
My mother.
Arasha like, wins. What?
Right. It's basically like a completely different category altogether. There's different events that you, I guess, enroll in. So there's dramatic interpretation, humorous interpretation. There's duo.
What the hell?
Duet
Who's judging
acting.
The humorous interpretation?
Because
you know.
So basically, what you do to get involved with it is you take a play or a movie, a TV show, a book, or something, and you interpret it into 10 minutes. So you cut out certain things, you make it like a 10-minute performance, and then, you know, you get off book, you have blocking and everything, and it's like your own little like 10-minute solo performance of this story. And then every weekend there are tournaments in which you go to different high schools, you dress up in a full suit. And you have multiple rounds, starting from preliminary rounds into the final rounds, where you compete against other high schoolers and judges judge you from 1 to 6 based on who was the best and who was the worst in the round, and you advance all the way into the finals.
Do you ever edit your thing as you go on, or does it stay the same?
I mean, you can, but it's kind of just like if you've rehearsed something, like you should continue to do that. You could certainly make adjustments if you're like, oh, that like line that I had, they didn't laugh in the last room that I performed it. I'm going to do it this way. Like, that's totally fine. You can make your little in the moment adjustments, but it's like a live performance in front of the judge, in front of everybody else in the round.
By yourself.
And then when you advance, obviously other people have been eliminated from the tournament. So the rooms increase in size, like more people are watching you. So then it's local tournaments, but then there's also state and then nationals. And so those are like thousands of people watching.
I'm the national movie interpretator performer.
Yeah.
That is so weird. Did your high school also have like regular debate?
Yeah. So
and those people had to have been like, God damn it. Like,
so the thing, so that's where it is even more complicated, is debate is also a part of it.
There what the hell is going on?
There is another set of events, but it's for specifically the debate side, where you can do like Lincoln Douglas and extemporaneous speaking and like different debate events. But usually you're on one side or the other. You're either doing interp or you're doing debate.
Where does forensics come into play?
Forensics is the name of speech and debate. Like, it's another name for it. It's
so
just
it has
commonly
to do with true crime.
No, but it's just commonly associated with autopsies. So people make the joke of forensics.
That's...
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is wild.
I'm back to thinking you're lying about all this.
I have videos of
too
my performances.
Specific.
Fake, not yeah. real.
It's I can tell. I now can tell. It's too specific.
Oh my God,
it's very
man.
Specific. I feel like we've talked about this before too. Again, Patrick and I have had lengthy conversations because when you're involved
Whoa.
In it, you're like very heavily in it.
Wow.
Okay
well,
Amanda,
that's
awesome. What did you do?
As you were talking, a memory popped in about a competition that I did that I think I blacked out forever. Well, I did Groundlings Sunday Company, which I feel like was like an eight-year competition, but not
I guess
really.
Guess in the long term of things.
But really, I did this competition, and I completely forgot about it until you were just talking about it. So in my town, there's a place close to me, Rhode Island. You guys know Rhode Island?
I love Rhode Island.
Family Guy.
Okay. Yeah. They when I was kind of working in the news, but not yet, and I just got out of college, and I was like, oh, I'll be a reporter. They had a very small channel. Like, I want to say it was Channel 5, but that's too big. Like, they had, like, because news reporting channels are on a number scale.
Right.
So Channel 5, Channel 4, those are top. But you can have like channel like 28 or whatever, and it is like
rough.
Or channel 60,
oof.
And you're like in the middle of nowhere by yourself.
Sucks.
So there was like a good local channel in Rhode Island. It wasn't Providence; it was like Cranston, maybe. And it was a local radio station, and they had a competition for the newest news reporter. A competition. Yep.
You have to
like
be the most
who is
news.
The newest?
For who is the like? They were going to hire a brand new news reporter based on, and I'm talking like you know how like American Idol when people line up outside and they're all waiting in the cold. I did that for hours.
Whoa! What?
And I remember I got like my suit ready, and I didn't really want to do it, but I was like, I have to.
Yeah.
You know when you're like out of college and you're like, my
I
mom
should.
Was like, "There's an open call. You must go." And it's like, I have to do
yeah,
this.
I should because it's
your,
good.
In your brain.
Mm-hmm. Were you the newest?
No.
You've been doing it too long?
No. So I waited. I mean, it was all day, hours,
and by that
and
time,
hours,
you've
hours,
been a news
hours.
Reporter for a day.
24 hours.
Someone else just showed up.
All freaking day. I don't even know who they were looking for because it was all ages. And then we had to go through these judges and like present really cool facts about us. Really cool stories, like almost like when we almost died stories.
Sob
or when
stories.
We, yeah, sob stories. And I remember being so mad at myself because my story was about scuba diving and they were like, oh, nice. And I remember being like, fuck,
but
I should have said I almost fell
then
off a
I drowned.
Mountain. No, people were, and I was like, I'm not interesting enough. Like, what?
Damn.
And I had this whole... It actually, like, hurt me more than it helped me. And I definitely didn't win at all.
Mm.
Like, I was just too nervous. I was too in my head. I wasn't, like, playful at all. And then... So I didn't win. But there was a girl who was, like, a little bit younger than me. And I remember seeing her on the news. And I was like, God damn her.
Wow.
And that girl, Katie Couric.
No, it's not. I don't know where she is now.
That's crazy.
So
I mean, that's what competition does, right?
That woman, Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer.
I feel like enrolling in these kinds of competitions, these contests, oftentimes when it is just showing up as yourself, and if you don't win or advance in any way, it can kind of make you internally reflect and be like, am I enough?
I'm awful.
I suck. I'm not talented enough, you know?
I don't think it genuinely... I think there are some people who are built for it and it actually helps them and makes them stronger. But for me, competitive things like that was just not helpful.
Did you not play sports at all?
I did. I did. I was a pitcher in softball.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I was hardcore played softball.
You turned into Sarah Christ out there.
Well, they had a nickname for me. They used to call me Hollywood because I would be, if I was ever put in the outfield and I was like, oh, this is a bummer, I would sing. I would just sing out there.
No, you wouldn't.
Yep. And I was just like, la da 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 da
da. No. No, not
serious.
You singing.
Yep. I was like, I hated the outfield. So anytime you put me out there, I
hate
just
the
sang.
Outfield. I'm just going to sing.
Uh-huh. And they're like, all right, Hollywood, get in here.
That's so funny.
So
that's
pitcher, awesome. I was pitcher. I didn't do swim team, but I like did a, I was put in a lot of overnight camps. So I was like hardcore doing swim
cool.
in the overnight camps and was terrible at basketball. Not good at soccer. Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta piano. Be easier on yourself, girl.
Piano's not a competition.
Yes, it is. No. Trust me.
Piano's art.
To get in the right church, it's a competition in my town.
In addition to that, too, it's also subjectivity, right? With all of these contests. Like, sometimes it's like an objective win, especially with sports. It can be like, okay.
That's what's fun about sports is like that team won.
Right. Or like whereas that like, ball went like, into the hoop.
Like the Oscar nominations came out today, and you just look at it and you're like, no.
Sure.
No.
Oh, I didn't see them.
They're bad.
Really?
Some of them are really cool.
Yeah.
Emilia Perez got 13 nominations.
What did the Brutalist get?
Oh, my God.
A lot. Dude, Challengers got nominated for nothing. See? You can make the most incredible film.
What did Gladiator 2 get nominated for?
It probably got more nominations than Challengers, I bet you.
Well, no. More than zero?
No way.
More than zero.
No way.
The Substance got nominated for Best Picture, though, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
I never saw it because body horror.
Yeah,
it's
I thought it was
messed
cool.
Up. Anyways,
what about you?
I swim team, ironically.
Oh yeah,
and then played a lot of soccer.
Why is that ironic?
Because I drowned when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
But then I conquered the water.
Oh,
and that is such a good story.
Like, it was kind of like one of those enemies to lovers thing where I was like, okay, you tried to kill me, but now we need to work together.
So that's
you
awesome.
Fucked a pool.
Hey, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, dude. If you think about it, swimming is fucking the water.
Butterfly?
Depending on the stroke, yeah.
The breaststroke.
Depending on the stroke.
You're so right. And the breaststroke is the, I don't want to say it, but you know.
Protein soda.
I wanted it. The main thing I actually wanted to do in this podcast today is I wanted us to talk about our cast here.
Yes.
Our current cast. And I want to talk, we compete every week, right? We're playing games nonstop.
Yep. Oh, right.
And they can get intense. And I wanted us to talk about who we think are the most competitive people here at Smosh. Now, I don't say competitive as a bad thing.
No.
I think it's a good thing. I'm talking about who gets
the most fun.
Who gets the most locked in. And I think there's a ranking there. I'm like, some
definitely.
People, I think there's people who I'm like, they're not as competitive.
Yeah.
Like, I have like a group, but yeah, go.
You have a group of contenders?
Yeah.
I'll start off by saying, I think I'm in like the top three of most competitive.
Really?
I feel like I'm one of the only people here at Smosh who's openly admits that I'm competitive.
I actually think you're one of the most? No, I think you're competitive, but I don't think you're one of the most because I think there's specific games that you get like, pissed like werewolf. I see you like I can see you get like a little like what the hell, but I competitive to me is like a full circle thing of like all the different attributes. That's what I think you're competitive, but I think there are people who have the attribute of competitiveness, which is like they get like they're just
angry.
Like
angry.
Yeah, this sucks.
Like focus, like
because like I see you getting there at some games, but I also see you kind of being like, all right.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I feel like you chill out. Like, you want to win.
Once we cut,
You're still competitive, though. I still think you're competitive.
Oh,
like,
totally.
Challenge Pit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you are very competitive in the sense of, like, you win a lot.
I'm going to go all out.
Yeah, you're going to go all out.
But I feel like you're not really as, like, focused on like other people's competition as much. You don't like emotionally get as riled up.
Yes.
I think that's fair. I do sometimes get riled up, but as soon as we cut, I'm done. I'm like, yeah.
See,
yeah.
I think competitive, that kind of are still kind of taking it.
You take it home with you.
And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but I think they are like, they're still in it. It takes them a second.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing.
Where do you think you guys rank on the scale?
I think I definitely hear I chill out a lot more because there are
I wouldn't put you in the top tier.
People more competitive than me. I think for challenge, but I'm like, oh, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to win any of this. But I would say, like, me growing up, like, games, like, charades and stuff, I'm pretty competitive.
Are you more competitive in games, like, off camera, like, outside of Smosh?
100.
I think I'm way more chill outside of Smosh.
No.
I think here I'm like, I'm going to amp it up.
I think outside of Smosh, I am way more competitive.
Funny.
I get involved with, like, no, that's not the role. No.
Yeah.
Whereas here, there's already enough of that, so I just have fun.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah.
What about you, Raj?
I mean, I feel like...
what about you, Arasha?
I definitely feel like I'm pretty competitive, but I feel like I gave a little bit of my history here. Like, I was almost bred to be very cutthroat, especially in the NFL. Like,
yeah, that forensics.
It was pretty intense. I mean, again, like, everything that you were saying was just, like, I think I went to a total of, like, 100 tournaments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And starting from 9th grade to 12th grade. And like I said, I had a really strong trajectory, which was awesome. But then it just became, like, this like, starving for success. I needed it. And like, the more that you would win, the more that it was like, oh, this is, like, this is power. This is great. This is validation that, you know, I should be performing, or I should be competing, and I'm winning over these judges. So, you know, I have to continue to compete. And so it definitely drove into a lot of...
this is a competitor. To me, this is a competitor. This is a competitor.
Win,
because I've seen Arasha be like,
"You get locked in." I think you're one of those that gets locked in.
What is this rule? Like, she she cannot move on.
What is this?
She cannot move on if the rule is not stated and everyone's not following it. And that to me, and that's the thing. You need those people in games because I can't stand when rules are just like, whatever. But when I'm here, I'm like, whatever. But when I'm outside, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I concur. I think the rules definitely is important. I think what I would like to unlearn a little bit is the emotional investment.
It's tough.
It's hard.
It's very tough. It's so funny. Because we are here knowing, like, we're just playing a board game. That's our job.
Okay, but sometimes Alex is like, guys, $20 to whoever wins.
Okay, I think he's only doing that to you. He's doing that to you. No.
That's why you are a competitor.
That's why you're having troubles, because Alex is freaking, like, poisoning your mind.
Because Arasha gets, because Alex goes, oh, yeah, this is good. And then you get fed a possible thing that you can win. And
the enemy is Alex.
That's what makes you latch on, where I go, I don't want your $20 because you're never going to give it to me. And I don't want a hot dog, bitch. Like, that's where
I want a hot
unattach.
Dog.
You get so attached to it.
I'm, like, twitching.
But here's the thing. I also think that there are people who are right there with you.
Definitely.
Maybe surpassing you.
Right.
And I think Angela is one of them.
Yeah.
In a way, here's the thing.
Oh, no, definitely.
She's a different competitor because
she cheats. Because she cheats.
This is so good.
She cheats.
She just gets... Playback, fuck, what's the video? Tilt and Shout? Everybody go freaking watch that video because it did not get enough. It did not get enough. And Olivia and Angela are cheating the entire time. And I get very competitive and angry in the video.
That actually would make me upset.
And I stand by.
That would make me upset. And the game's called Tilt and Shout.
They moo twice. And it'll make sense to you when you watch it. They moo twice.
Well, I guess I'll have to watch that.
We need to do that trend, that TikTok trend where it's like, this is, we listen and we don't judge. And we all admit all the times we've cheated in games because we've all done that
shit. I don't cheat in games.
Yeah.
No.
I actually believe you're the one who doesn't.
I literally do not cheat. I think,
Amanda, you might be the one.
No, Amanda
cheats. I don't cheat. No. No.
Yeah, you cheat.
No, I don't cheat.
No,
I'll lie through my teeth, but I do not cheat.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I don't cheat.
Yes, you do.
I cheat when we're supposed to cheat with Monopoly, but I don't cheat other than that.
Okay.
Okay.
Find me cheating. Let's
I don't think
it.
There's cheating. I think there's times where the rules get bent. Like, what's that game where it was like, okay, things you're scared of.
And sure.
You said goo.
Goo is frightening.
I will say I did a whole play based on goo and how people were afraid of goo.
Fine.
Shane's cheating right now.
Okay.
All right, so Angela.
I think Angela, Angela's a different type of competitor where she'll be like, this is unfair.
That's peak emotions. That's peak emotions.
She's peak emotions where hers is about fairness, where she's, when she's not winning, she's like, this is unfair.
And then she cheats.
But you're not winning.
I think Angela's kind of in a category of her own of like the emotions getting there.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's kind of where I tend to go too. Like I get like,
I see you get like that, but it's
Angela just off the chain.
But I like when you kind of lose it and get competitive.
It's
fun. I think it's fun,
and I think it makes for good content.
Maybe I'll just
Angela goes viral
go.
All the time from board game content because she's losing her mind and it's entertaining.
I feel like Chance is similar to that too.
Chance,
his is like an internal like fury.
Chance
deep.
And, I would put Chance and Damien in a similar category where they're gamers.
Yeah,
they're gamers and they are they're figuring out the system.
Yeah,
and they're learning the system.
And they're really,
and they're, like,
they're quiet.
They're really good
killers.
At it. And I will say, when I played with Chance on the sound game, when we had to like make sounds, he gets really, he's like, I didn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's very deep. It's very internal, which makes him such a good gamer and such a good player.
Yeah.
And it's really fun to have him on a team because when you are doing well, he's like, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why I think Chance and I work really well together when we're on a team because I am like, we have got this. I'm giving you the gusto. And he's like, we're going to win.
Because you're internal too. You and him, like, you guys are here, whereas Angela's out here. Mm-hmm. Shane can be a little bit out here. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm also Hollywood, like on the softball field where I'm like, you know what? If I see too many people getting competitive.
Yeah.
I know I'll get worked up and try to like defend and find justice. So I start to kind
of. You and Courtney are in the same realm of like, we're here to have a good time. We're here to have fun.
Yeah.
And silly.
I think Courtney's definitely with that too.
Courtney can get competitive too.
Yeah. She can definitely. I think Courtney can definitely get competitive and I can get competitive with certain people. Like,
right.
I feel like sometimes I'll like get competitive with like Courtney or like Chance or Angela.
I think it's the lineup. You're right. It's like if there are enough people that are in it, like we as performers and professionals are enough to be like, I'm going to back off for a second.
Yeah.
Like the content doesn't need to be all five of us screaming at each other.
Correct.
It's true. It depends on the setup because if Angela's on an opposing team, I think I know the problem for me is I know that Angela will trash talk and I'm like, we're down to trash talk.
I love
we both
trash
enjoy
talking.
It and we just let it rip.
The trash talk can feel like they're like calling out your family in such a negative way.
I don't think it gets to that point.
No.
Well,
my insult made her.
No. Maybe because I have sisters. You play a game of fucking Uno and the like threats are
out. Nothing messes us up here at Smosh more than Uno. It's Werewolf and Uno that are gonna like.
Werewolf's
crazy.
Actually,
I get heated
during Werewolf because I'm like,
oh man,
when you're getting accused.
It.
Oh man,
I know,
this is the thing.
Do.
This is the thing, man. You'll see me playing Werewolf and I'm heated. I look like I'm having a horrible time. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in.
I
it's
see
real
that.
Life.
No,
I'm,
I love
I'm,
it.
It's the crucible.
Yeah.
No, but people get pissed.
But then after, like every time we're done playing, we all
laugh.
Walk outside and we're like, hey, I love
time.
You guys.
No, we're having a blast.
We're having fun, but it is like,
it's
you're going to call
kids.
Me a liar?
It's theater kids in competition.
You think I'm a werewolf?
Or like, you're really going to believe Shane right now? You're going to?
No,
okay.
No.
All
you
right.
know what? You know what the shitty thing I do in Werewolf? This is the most sore loser thing I do. Where in Werewolf, like when I get accused of being the werewolf and I'm not, and then at the end, like it revealed that like Angela was the Tanner, and it was like, oh, and everyone freaks out, and I'm still taking that moment to be like, that means you lost too. that actually means that you lost. Like, I'm just
finding the other losses
I need to be like,
in the game.
I need to make sure other people know they lost.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's hard.
I love it.
I love it.
I think
Tommy is similar to me in a sense.
Yeah, Tommy.
Where he's like, when it's getting a little too like, okay. He's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he can get into it.
He can, that's what, I think we all can kind of tap in.
I think we all sing.
But I do think.
We're such a great...
We ebb and flow. We ebb and flow. Like, if Tommy is... If Tommy wants to get in, he'll get in.
Oh, yeah.
If he feels like it's getting too much, like the graph video, which we don't need to discuss, we'll kind of... charty party? We'll take ourselves out.
Right.
Where me and Tommy looked at each other and we went, time to step out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, that reminds me, too, of another strong competitor is Noah.
Yeah. Noah's a very strong
player. And very involved with the rules.
Oh, very much.
He will not continue playing a game unless the rules are... And I kind of love that about him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he gets... But what I love is he does it differently. Whereas, like, Angelo's like, ugh! He's like, ha ha! His is like a laughing.
Yeah.
It's lighthearted. Yeah. It's like, especially when we're like on, when we're on like opposite teams and it's like about like categories and stuff, like he's able to be like, I'll give that to you. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm open to that for sure. I'll do that. And then on the same time with his end, he's like, you're not going to accept this. I gave you that. You're not going to accept this.
Remember Charty Party when I was like, you have to let this go. And he said, Amanda, I can't. And he said it in a smile, in a sweet, sweet little smile. And I said, okay.
I can't. Sorry. I can't.
And he's like, I can't. I can't
or,
let this
or
go.
Or the four of us were just playing. What was that video that just came out? It was you, me, Chance, and Noah.
Actually,
don't say
No.
No. What was that?
Did you guys play Blockbuster? No. That was
Oh, it was the one where we had to like turn over the like, That one got intense.
It's
so fun. I think people should know listening, like when we say intense, we're still having a blast.
It's like, it's never bad enough where we're like, hey, I got to talk to you. But it is like we'll get heated and then we'll look at each other and we'll be like, sometimes that's why I will pull back my fire to be like, where are we, guys?
Yeah, I feel like I pick and choose. I'll pick and choose which games I really want to like invest in. But in games like that, sometimes it's like if the vibe is like intense, and I'm like, okay, I'll just be the lighthearted one
that.
And crack jokes.
I felt that.
You know?
Yeah. We're all good at like kind of balancing it all.
But Damien also is like such a good gamer, and he gets really involved. And I love it because he'll call people out left and right. He's like, oh, that's so interesting that you would do it like that. Because that's not. How the rules are. Okay, but we'll keep going. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, can't say is about to come out, and he was doing that. He's like, No.
Oh, my gosh.
And I kind of love it, because if you are a little bit emotionally, because I think it's good for the other person to get, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you said you can't say and that reminds me of Ian, who I feel
Ian's an interesting one.
Ian was kind of getting a little emotionally in there, too.
Yes.
Because, like, we would, like, call him out, and he'd be like,
he'd be like, "What? Why are you calling me out? That's not what I did. I didn't say
I did.
I didn't say And he's sitting there going like,
Yeah. He's like,
The meanest prank we could ever do is if we're filming a board game video on April 1st, if we just gaslight the shit out of someone in a game like that.
Whoa.
And we're just like, oh, we're just going to say that they said and you just all do it. I'm not saying we should do this. I'm saying it would be diabolical.
I'm getting cringed right now.
No, I would stand up and I would literally like hit playback on the cameras. Like,
I think Ian can go either way. I think he can get there, or he can be like, you guys are idiots.
I think he can elevate other people's competition really well, though. Like, like, definitely, I feel like the angriest that I got was in the werewolf that we were all in when we were on the couch. And I remember Ian, like, sided with Chance, and I was innocent. And I was, like, I was pissed at Ian for, like, an hour. I was like, I can't believe
it's
he did
so
that.
Funny.
And then I was like, wait, I have to let this go.
Wait, I'm an adult.
Hold on. I have to move on.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I think Olivia doesn't get too competitive.
I think Olivia's kind of in the same category as you. She's just having a good time.
She's having
happy,
a really good time.
Keith is in a similar category as me and Angela.
We're
the ones who like we're not putting too much thought into the game, right? We know that if we just go 100%.
Yeah.
And we just believe, and it's all emotion.
Yep,
it'll be a blast.
Yeah. How about Trevor?
Trevor's chill, I think.
I think Trevor's having fun, but I do think that Trevor is also like, what are the rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of in the middle kind of gamer.
I think if cameras went away, I think everything would change.
Off camera, I think Trevor would be the most.
I think
probably the most intense.
Okay. Everything would change.
So let's here's the prank. We set up a camera and we're like, guys, like, we should just bond and like play a game, like off camera.
Ooh, I don't know.
This isn't going anywhere.
But with all the cameras here.
But with all the cameras here, but like they're off. Like, just, like we didn't say.
They're off.
They're not actually for real.
But only we are in on it. So then we see how competitive people are.
That's also really mean.
It's not me. we'll bleep out anything like anybody says that they're like, I didn't want to share that.
Gaslighting or doing that. It's both essentially gaslighting.
Pretty cool.
Well, we'll gaslight later with mine. So
okay. You know. We're running out of time, but there was one other question that I wanted to pose to us, and that is, say on the next season of Survivor, Smosh gets to send one person to go, and we're like, this person has to go and win Survivor.
You know I love Survivor.
Who do we think out of Smosh has the best odds of winning Survivor?
Okay.
What do you have to do
and
on
And this
the
has
show?
Already happened
There's
before.
There's so many things.
Years ago, Mari Takahashi went and lost. She's too much of a threat.
Here's the deal.
She was too good.
As a Survivor fan, big time.
Tell
Jeff
us.
Probst. Hi. Here's the deal. If you are a strong male who like does really well in challenges, you will never win, but you will make it far because you will end up being a threat and they will vote you out. So I definitely don't think Shane. You will last a while. People will love you. They'll be like, oh, I don't want to vote him out, but we got to get rid of him.
Okay.
They just don't let, because at the end, you have to win all these immunity challenges for your life.
Got it.
Like sometimes it's like, that's how you get to the end.
Okay.
I think it is a smart, but you also have to have a social game, but it can't be too good.
Okay.
And you have to be a little bit under the radar. You can't be too boastful and ego intense. You can't be telling people what to do. Mm. You can't be too much of a leader. Like, you have to basically be a chameleon the entire time. Mm. But you, if you make too big of a stink of like, I did that move.
Yeah.
Like I voted that person out. You're fucked.
And what's the challenge? Like, are we physically
and also
doing
girls,
stuff?
It's still a thing. Girls like will like lump together, but then at the end, they'll usually always turn on each other. That's kind of how
it's Survivor.
It's America.
You do intense physical challenges.
Yeah.
Intense.
Which I think most of the cast,
swimming,
all the cast could do.
Like, swimming, lots of swimming. And puzzles, constant puzzles.
Okay.
Okay, so who do we think? So not me.
Easy.
You
will definitely not win. I love you, but you will not win.
Okay.
I think I'd survive.
I think that you could do a really good job, but if you show any, like, you have to be villainous, but it has to be fucking under the radar.
You have to play your cards right. You'd have to show up and appear like, I don't know, like very non-threatening.
Yes.
I think I could do
People can't know that you were in forensics.
But here's the thing.
Not the NFL background.
I feel like you, I don't know.
I think you'd be too smart.
Do I intimidate right away?
I think you'd be too smart about it and it would show your cards. Like people would know that you're playing the game too.
And also, I think that people would kind of like, this sounds crazy, but I think that people would kind of flirt with you. And that's also a red flag because people go, oh, look, they're teaming up. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
If you have like an ally, you have to keep that shit secret because if people are kind of flirty, they'll be like, look at Arasha and blah, blah, blah. They're flirting. They're probably an ally. We got to break them up.
Well, what if I just don't flirt back? You know, what if I'm just like, hey,
so you're just saying by the sheer nature of people going and talking to you.
That's supposed to happen. It's the most chaotic. I love this show.
Yeah.
So I know we're running out of time. I personally think, this sounds weird, but I think Spencer would do a really good job because he's under the radar. He's super social without being boastful.
I think Ian would do really well because Ian's very social, but in a way that you kind of don't realize it at first. You're like, oh, wait, he's just chill talking to anyone. He's also like got a lot of endurance that people don't realize. Like he's a runner, and I think endurance challenges would be
Ian would do really well. I think that they I think it would be trouble if they found out who he was.
Not counting that.
Okay.
Not counting that.
Because people get weird about that. They're like, oh, you're blah, blah, blah. You have a lot of money or whatever.
Let's discount that thing.
Okay. I think Ian would do really well.
I don't know. I have like a vision of Ian being voted out.
I also think Chance could go very far.
Yeah.
I think he could go very far. But he would really have to play his cards right.
He wears his heart on his sleeve too much.
I think so, too. I think the people who roll their eyes during Tribal.
Yeah.
Tribal's like the vote out thing.
I think he'd be too open.
That sounds cool.
If you roll your eyes, people go, oh, if they think that you're a little bit like could flip or like have a too big of an out-facing opinion.
Yeah.
Like, Chance would call people out.
And that
would get him in
and
trouble.
And that won't work. You'll get voted out.
What about Courtney?
I think Courtney could do, here's the thing. Courtney would last a really long time because she's social. She's really good at the challenges. She's very physically active. She could also, Courtney could kind of seek out people. She's really good at reading people in like a way of like, I don't know. Mm. She gets a vibe, but
it's hard for me because I just know Courtney would never want to go on Survivor because that type of show would make her so uncomfortable.
Sure.
Right.
But.
Right. There's also
like,
people.
I think Courtney would have such a hard time in that level of something of having to be cutthroat.
I think
that'd be so hard.
I also
hard.
Think sleeping on literal bamboo in the night with no phone, I think people just in general break.
Yeah.
They get like, and there's no fucking food. You have to fight for your food.
I think Courtney can handle a lot of that
stuff. I'm going to double down on me then.
I think Courtney could go really, really far. I think that you could go really far. I think it has to be even more incognito. Like physical vibe also.
I feel like I could do it.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Survivor.
Apply.
You can apply.
This is my application.
No.
Jeff?
No, it's
I know
a whole
you watched
video.
The show. One of the fan requests, show Jeff Probst this episode of Smosh Mouth.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I feel like I'd have fun.
I think Trevor could go far, but...
I feel like I feel like the only argument against it, too, was that people would flirt with me. But
There's a lot of other things. You'd have to really keep your, like, stealth and, like, I know what I'm doing. Because once you say, like, I know what I'm doing, if you start to kind of, like, tell the group what to do, you're even out then.
You have to play dumb a little bit?
You have to play, like, if you're not on the vote every single time, I could have a whole podcast about this, but if you're not on the vote every single time, then people are like, they might take you to the end just because they're like, oh, well,
okay.
We could hide behind this person.
Okay.
So you don't want to be too dumb, but you don't want to be too much, and you only make big moves towards the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I am Arasha. Such a Survivor fan, but like Arasha, you could do really well.
I think so.
I feel like I could do. I could get. I don't think I could win though.
Yeah. I just want to know more about the challenges themselves. Because if it's like eating like gross shit, then
no,
I'm
it
out.
Used to be.
They kind of the challenges are fucking insane.
Yeah.
You're like pummeling your body through mud. It's like marine shit.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lot of swimming and it's a lot of diving down and like doing knots and puzzles.
Hot.
All right. Well,
who do you guys think would win? Here's the thing. It's very hard to look at someone and go, I think that you would win because the game freaking changes so much like the ocean, man. It comes in, it comes out.
Yeah. Let us know down below who you think our top competitor is and who would win on Survivor.
If you're watching Traders right now, Boston Rob is an incredible Survivor winner.
Okay.
Incredible.
I think I watched that season because that's old school.
Yeah, that's where he met his wife.
Yeah, I remember that season.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's forever ago.
But he went on
when I was
again,
like a
like
little,
three
when
more
I was
times.
A kid when I watched it.
He went back on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. A new kid.
Arasha, thank you for being here. We'll see how the Super Bowl goes. I hope we're wrong. And show a monkey Smosh Mouth.
Oh,
please.
My God.
And post Jeff. It onto our subreddit.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.